Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals make decisions by consulting their inner compass, personal beliefs, feelings, and intuitive judgment. Others seek guidance from external sources, social norms, authority figures, or public feedback. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, self-integrity, and co-ruled by Mercury, communication, adaptability, often walks the line between both. By nature, it tends toward an internal frame of reference, especially when it comes to values, ethics, and responsibility. However, its strong sense of duty and social consciousness can shift it toward external referencing, particularly in work or public roles. Which direction dominates depends on planetary placements, especially in the first, fourth, seventh, and tenth houses, where identity, emotional grounding, and public validation intersect. If Sun is in the first house, the frame of reference is firmly internal. These individuals trust their inner authority and act in alignment with personal truth. They often evaluate decisions through the lens of integrity and purpose, rarely needing approval to feel certain. Uttara Falguni's solar influence reinforces this, encouraging self-leadership and a quiet, unwavering confidence. If Sun is in the 10th, the internal compass is still present, but filtered through public responsibility. They begin to ask, what's the right thing to do in this role? Blending internal principle with external accountability. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame begins to shift toward external. These individuals are highly responsive to input, often seeking information, opinions, or feedback to refine their thinking. In Uttara Falguni, this shows up as a desire to serve or advise well, so they may look outward to ensure they're meeting expectations clearly. In the 10th, this becomes amplified. They learn to speak the language of their audience and adjust their delivery based on social or professional reception. If Moon is in the 4th house, the frame of reference is emotional and internal. These natives act from a place of emotional truth, safety, and private resonance. Uttara Falguni's nurturing quality emphasizes this. It needs to feel right emotionally before moving forward. However, if Moon is in the 7th or 10th, the emotional compass begins to externalize. They seek harmony in relationships or social environments, often checking how others feel before they act. Their sense of security becomes tied to others' reactions. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the frame leans heavily external. These individuals are motivated by responsibility, structure, and societal standards. In Uttara Falguni, this reinforces the desire to serve properly, fulfill roles dutifully, and live up to external expectations. They may override personal instincts to do what is required, especially in work or public life. This can create a split between inner truth and outer obligation. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the reference point becomes internal, but with a moral or spiritual lens. These individuals evaluate decisions based on philosophical alignment and long-term purpose. In Uttara Falguni, this manifests as principled leadership. They follow inner wisdom, but are still aware of how their actions ripple outward. They don't need permission to act, but they do want their actions to reflect a deeper ethical order. Uttara Falguni's maturity lies in its ability to hold both inner clarity and outer responsibility. When aligned, these natives consult their inner truth and then translate it into meaningful service or contribution. Their challenge is not to lose themselves in duty or dismiss feedback in the name of pride. When balanced, they become radiant examples of self-aware leadership, choosing to act not because the world demands it, but because their inner compass says, this is right. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive? Some people step forward before they're asked, driven by inner resolve, clarity of purpose, or a desire to take the lead. Others prefer to wait, watch, and respond, letting context and timing shape their movement. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, initiative leadership, and co-ruled by Mercury, strategy analysis, leans toward a proactive action style. These natives are natural initiators, driven by service, structure, and a deep sense of responsibility. However, their Mercury influence and strong sense of ethics can sometimes temper that impulse, shifting them into reactive behavior, especially when fairness, social order, or timing feel off. Planetary placements in the 1st, 6th, and 10th houses often reveal how this action preference is expressed. If Sun is in the first house, the action style is clearly proactive. These individuals move with confidence and purpose, often stepping forward to lead, organize, or fix. In Uttara Falguni, this action is guided by principles. They don't act impulsively, but from a strong inner compass. They prefer to be the ones who set the tone and take charge before things fall apart. If Sun is in the 10th, their proactivity becomes public. They step into leadership roles, take initiative in professional settings, and act with the intent to build legacy and order. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the action becomes strategically proactive. These individuals take initiative through communication, planning, or problem solving. In Uttara Falguni, Mercury's detail-oriented nature shows up in quiet but efficient action. They're often the first to respond to disorganization or miscommunication. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes part of their public skill. They proactively manage systems, people, or projects, often through subtle, intelligent effort rather than dramatic displays. If Moon is in the 4th house, the action style becomes more reactive, especially emotionally. These individuals act when they feel safe, secure, or emotionally attuned. In Uttara Falguni, where nurturing and responsibility intersect, they may hesitate to act until they've processed what feels fair, harmonious, or appropriate. If Moon is in the 10th, the emotional reactivity becomes external. They may act to stabilize social dynamics or public roles, but still tend to respond more than initiate, especially when feelings are unclear. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the action style is reactive but structured. These natives are cautious, measured, and tend to act only when the path is clear and responsibility is defined. In Uttara Falguni, this creates a sense of duty. They may not initiate quickly, but once they step in, they do so with focus and endurance. If Saturn is in the 10th, their reactivity becomes tied to status or work. They often act in response to external expectations or long-term goals, preferring to do what's necessary rather than what's immediate. If Rahu is in the 1st house, the action preference skews hyper-proactive, sometimes erratically so. These individuals chase impact, transformation, or recognition, often acting boldly before fully assessing emotional or ethical implications. In Uttara Falguni, this can create internal tension between the desire to lead and the need to lead responsibly. If Rahu is in the 10th, this drive becomes social or karmic. They act to rise, disrupt, or distinguish themselves, often in unconventional but effective ways. Uttara Falguni thrives when intent and action align, when they act not just from impulse, but from service, clarity, and principle. Their challenge is knowing when to lead and when to hold back, when to step in because it's right, not just because it's expected. When balanced, they become powerful agents of order, stepping forward not to dominate, but to support and uplift with steady hands and conscious will. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people operate best when they have freedom, exploring multiple paths, shifting plans, and adapting in the moment. Others prefer clearly defined systems, procedures, step-by-step methods, and structures that provide consistency. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, order, leadership, and co-ruled by Mercury, precision, service, leans naturally toward a procedural operational style. These natives thrive on organization, routines, and responsibilities. They want things to work smoothly and ethically. Yet their Mercury influence brings intelligence and flexibility, allowing them to toggle into an options-based mindset when creativity or collaboration demands it. Their dominant style depends on planetary placements, particularly in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where action, service, and career expression meet. If Sun is in the 1st or 10th house, the native strongly favors procedures. These individuals feel grounded when roles are clear, expectations are known, and processes are respected. In Uttara Falguni, the Sun's influence adds purpose. They don't just follow structure, they embody it, often becoming the one who sets the standard for others. Their operations are driven by a sense of responsibility and consistency. When in the 10th, they bring structure to leadership, ensuring systems reflect integrity and function. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the operational style becomes more options-oriented. These individuals are flexible thinkers, able to shift between plans and adapt quickly. In Uttara Falguni, This brings a clever, service-minded approach. They may bend routines in favor of efficiency or communication, but still aim to deliver results. If Mercury is in the 10th, they find balance, adapting within a professional framework, knowing when to innovate and when to follow established methods. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the operational style is emotionally nuanced. In the 4th, they may appear procedural outwardly, but are internally driven by comfort and rhythm, not rigid logic. In Uttara Falguni, this creates a quiet need for order, but one rooted in emotional balance. In the 6th, the Moon's placement leans procedural. They maintain routines for emotional security, often linking their sense of worth to how well they serve or manage responsibilities. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, procedures dominate. These natives are systematic, detail-oriented, and focused on doing things the right way. In Uttara Falguni, Saturn strengthens their sense of duty. They prefer predictable environments and may resist change unless it's proven necessary. These individuals are pillars of structure, often responsible for enforcing or maintaining operational integrity in group or professional settings. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 6th house, the operational style becomes options-driven, but with a twist. These individuals like to push limits, challenge norms, and find unorthodox ways of solving problems. In Uttara Falguni, this can create inner conflict. They want to serve and do right, but they also resist being boxed in. Their genius lies in reimagining procedures, preserving purpose while disrupting stale routines to improve systems. Uttara Falguni's strength lies in its natural affinity for structure, but not rigidity. These natives know the value of rules, but also when to edit them. Their evolution comes from knowing when to lean into proven systems and when to allow fresh solutions. At their best, they combine the dependability of procedures with the intelligence of adaptable thinking, creating systems that serve not just order, but people. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, views general or specific. Some individuals are wired to see the general. They gravitate toward overarching themes, long-term meaning, and big-picture truths. Others are more specific, focusing on details, precision, and the step-by-step logic that brings structure to understanding. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, broad, purposeful vision, and co-ruled by Mercury, detail, clarity, often integrates both, but tends to lean toward a general worldview. These natives are drawn to ideals of fairness, service, and order, seeking systems and patterns that align with higher values. However, when in roles of responsibility, planning, or refinement, they can shift easily into specific perception, especially when details serve a bigger ethical or social function. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how this balance is expressed. If Sun is in the 1st or 10th house, the view is primarily general. These individuals naturally scan life through the lens of purpose, asking, what does this mean for the whole, rather than getting lost in the fine print. In Uttara Falguni, this broad lens is value-based. They want to create harmony, lead with integrity, and understand how people and systems fit into a greater societal or moral arc. When in the 10th, this expands into social leadership. They take a bird's eye view when solving problems or guiding others. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the focus shifts more toward the specific. These individuals enjoy precision, clarity, and the mastery of small components, whether in speech, thought, or execution. In Uttara Falguni, this creates a thoughtful blend, the ability to break down complex ideas in service of broader ideals. In professional roles, they may toggle between big-picture strategy and the micro-level details needed to make it happen. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the perspective is often emotionally specific. These natives remember moments, tone, atmosphere, and small emotional cues, especially within family or creative environments. In Uttara Falguni, this emotional focus is filtered through duty. They recall what worked, what was said, and what felt right. When in the 9th or 10th, their perception can widen. They start to connect emotional experiences to philosophical or societal meaning while still carrying the emotional detail that grounds it. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the perception is clearly general. These individuals view life as an evolving path, guided by wisdom, belief, and long-term vision. In Uttara Falguni, Jupiter expands their moral or spiritual lens, They process experience through values, asking, what is the larger purpose here? They may not notice every detail, but they intuitively align with patterns of justice, growth, and teaching. If K2 is in the third or fifth, perception becomes symbolic and nonlinear. These natives may see flashes of truth through metaphors, impressions, or karmic echoes. In Uttara Falguni, this can create tension between their need for clarity and their instinctive, mystical perception. They may bypass both specific and general thinking, seeing things in layers or waves, but struggling to articulate what they sense. Uttara Falguni's true strength lies in connecting the specific to the general, seeing how the smallest action reflects the biggest principle. These natives evolve when they can shift between levels of awareness, grounding their ideals in structure and applying details in service of a bigger cause. When balanced, they become wise builders of both thought and society, able to lead with vision and support with clarity. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people work best in teams, energized by collaboration, mutual support, and shared responsibility. Others prefer proximity, independent yet near others for occasional exchange. And some do their best work solo, needing space, control, and minimal interference. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, leadership, individual purpose, and co-ruled by Mercury, service, precision, leans naturally toward proximity, with a strong ability to function independently, but a preference for structure, shared values, and purposeful connection. These natives enjoy being in environments where everyone has a role and mutual respect is present. However, their sense of duty and self-respect also allows them to function solo, especially when leadership or responsibility demands it. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses offer insight into how this work preference is expressed. If Sun is in the 1st or 10th house, the native often prefers to work solo, but with visibility and impact. These individuals take pride in their contributions and prefer autonomy in how they execute tasks. In Uttara Falguni, the Sun's influence creates a sense of responsibility and purpose. They may enjoy working with others, but only if they maintain clear authority or creative control. In the 10th, they shine as responsible leaders who prefer to delegate, guide, and take ownership. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the native enjoys working in proximity. They thrive when surrounded by communicative, task-oriented peers. In Uttara Falguni, this shows up as cooperative service. They're productive when they can move freely while exchanging ideas or assisting others. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes more public. They may prefer roles involving coordination, teaching, or strategic advising, where they operate semi-independently within a larger structure. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the preference leans toward solo, especially in emotionally charged or nurturing environments. These individuals value peace and emotional clarity at work. In Uttara Falguni, which is sensitive to responsibility, this emotional need for calm may make them prefer quiet, autonomous roles where they can control the emotional atmosphere. If Moon is in the 10th, they may serve publicly, but still require emotional boundaries, working in visible roles without emotional entanglement. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native can function well in structured togetherness or proximity. These individuals respect systems, roles, and boundaries. In Uttara Falguni, Saturn enhances the ability to work in service to others while maintaining clear task divisions. They work best when everyone has defined responsibilities and they don't have to compensate for others' lack of discipline. In leadership roles, they often manage with quiet consistency, preferring to lead by example. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the work style becomes independently ambitious, leaning towards solo with a desire for recognition. These individuals may resist collaborative routines and prefer to forge their own methods or climb through unconventional means. In Uttara Falguni, this brings drive and charisma, but can clash with team dynamics unless channeled into leadership or innovative roles where autonomy is rewarded. Uttara Falguni thrives in purpose-driven environments, where work is clear, structured, and aligned with values. They don't require constant teamwork, but they appreciate meaningful connection. Their ideal space is one where they can operate independently within a cooperative framework. respected, heard, and trusted. When placed in roles that honor both their independence and their desire to contribute, they become steady forces of order, service, and dignified leadership.